Hello, welcome to Stretford Paddock. We're here for an impromptu podcast, aren't we?
Yeah, well, everything... Well, we'll get to that probably later.
Yeah.
Everything's happened quite quickly, hasn't it?
Everything's happened very quickly. It's like proper news stuff now, isn't
it? It's actually
not just
as
football.
If, like, it's happening. This is like our 28 days.
So later. Sad that it is actually happening, isn't it?
I can't...
We all thought, we hoped it might just blow over, but this is real. This is happening. Everything's suspended.
Coaches are catching it.
Coaches are catching it. And it's not... To be fair, Arteta's the first, but he's not going to be the last, is he?
Hudson-Odoi. Allegedly, apparently, I've heard he's recovering.
He released a video, didn't he? Looked all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of that over the next few months. Some predictions saying that it won't reach its peak for another sort of 12 weeks.
But I saw as well something put out in the States. If it's not contained, it could kill up to 1.5 million people in the next 12 months. Not ideal. Not ideal.
Well, especially when containing it is almost impossible, isn't it?
Fucking bat soup. Bat soup, really?
Is that what it is?
Bat soup.
Sounds delicious, though.
Bat shit crazy, innit?
So let's have a look at United then.
Yeah.
We won. United won yesterday. Thursday.
We did.
They won 5-0 against LASK in what may well be our last game of the season.
Yeah, that may well be. Odion Ighalo probably will end up talking about in a while because he was the star of the show, but that could be his last game for us. I don't think people realise that could easily be.
That's sad, isn't it?
What are we going to do with the rest of the year? What are we going to... How are we going to eat?
Because the Euros, this is speculation. This isn't a news video. This is just having a chat, but I can't see a way the Euros take place.
No, definitely not when they're all around Europe. People are going to be coming in and out.
I think it's 12 different cities around different European countries. No. The chances of that happening are very slim, I think. I saw something about... obviously, we might as well say it, actually, because this has been recorded on Friday. So there is a chance there have been further developments in the meantime, obviously coming out on Saturday. So excuse us for any ignorance on our part. Either we just don't know or things may have changed in the last 24 hours. But as things stand, we've seen today that the Premier League has been postponed until April the 3rd.
At least,
is the key point I'd like to come on to, because it seems to be, by all accounts and by sort of rumours from behind the scenes of officials and high-level officials, is that that is very much an at-least option, and that things probably will be continued to be postponed until a long time after that.
Well, the Bundesliga, I think they have suspended... I believe they've suspended to the end of the season. I believe what they're going to do, as we were talking about it earlier, they're going to... no relegation, allow the top two teams in the second division to come up and just have five relegation places next year.
So they've just got 20... There's only 18 teams in Bundesliga, isn't
there? Only 18 teams, yeah.
So they're going to have 20 next year.
And a quarter of them going down.
I mean, it's kind of fun though, isn't it?
It is kind of fun, yeah.
Just like I was saying before, imagine if you had a Premier League where the only team that got to stay in the league was the team that won it.
Yeah.
And then 19 teams got relegated and you just flip-flopped. I wonder what that'd be like. I wonder if that would make the teams in the Championship, the standard be even higher, because you basically got two Premier Leagues then, haven't you?
Yeah, I'd be glad.
Who knows? But yeah, it's just a completely unprecedented, unbelievable scenario that we find ourselves in, isn't it?
I don't think anyone could have fathomed that. Like, it sounds so trivial, but the football would be called... You know what's serious?
Yeah.
Where does that sound? Obviously, it is very serious, but you know when the football is being called off is like...
Yeah.
Because of the amount of money it generates for, you know, not only clubs but the FA in general, calling off games till the end of the season is just for everyone
completely unprecedented,
yeah,
isn't it?
Has anything like this ever happened?
I don't think
foot
since...
mouth, was that similar?
Yeah, but that only affected cattle.
Yeah, but like, no, but the food that people...
Yeah, the bovine football industry was absolutely
suffered. It's never quite bounced back, has it?
No, it hasn't. Yeah, there's some real problems there. The cloven hoof football games was
a lot of angry
destroyed.
Cattle out there not being able to watch the football.
But no, I don't think this sort of thing has ever happened before. Certainly, I mean, with a lot of comparisons to the Spanish flu, but hopefully we won't see the kind of destruction that caused. But that was, you know, at the end of the First World War and then up to about 1920 or so.
But last night...
So that wasn't really the same thing at all. Yeah, go on.
Sorry, we're just saying last night as well. It was so weird, that atmosphere, wasn't it?
Just
watching the game. And I feel sorry for LASK as well, because they lost out on a lot of money last night. That would have been the biggest
game. I heard rumours of around a million Euros.
That's been generous, I think. I would have guessed more, to be honest. Think? Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest game in their history. And it's like...
So sad,
The timing is just so cruel. And then, you know, the... the return leg is not going to happen. No.
Let's go into that then, because UEFA has announced they were meant to be having a meeting on the 17th of March, weren't they? And as things stand, like I said, this has been recorded on the 13th. So I don't know how they've made this announcement and this decision before that meeting's taken place, but they have suspended all European football, both Europa and Champions League.
All other sports as well. Apparently the UFC is going to go on this weekend behind closed doors.
Cheltenham is still going on.
That's a bit mad.
Behind open doors.
A bit mad.
How is that happening?
Just people love a good pump, don't they?
That's mad.
That's a bit insane. 100,000 people or something.
Speaking of, the National League, again,
where within, about 10
minutes, within about 10 minutes before we recorded this, have come out. The Vanarama National League. Following a board meeting held today, the National League has decided to allow matches in its three divisions to proceed as planned.
They must have seen
it. They don't care.
They must have seen a nice little gap in the market. Well, no one's going to be going to the big game.
Imagine how many people are going to be there.
Well, let's get the punters in with their bloody face
mask on. So many blokes saying stuff like, it won't affect me, I don't care anyway, bring the virus.
It's only a common cold. It's only a cold. Yeah. Nothing a wet sponge can't solve. Standard.
A bit of ice spray, freeze spray will get me through.
Yeah.
The Football Association has offered its guidance and made it clear the decision to continue or suspend a competition is a matter for each league to make. Look at them covering their own backs. Here we go. This is a good one. The National League places the welfare and well-being of all those involved and connected to its competition as the highest priority.
Foreign illnesses can't affect us because we've left the EU. That's what they're thinking, is, I think.
Is that, though?
But they're going ahead.
They're going ahead. I know that they don't have the same number of audiences, but you get a few thousand.
There's some questionable bacteria floating around those grounds, even on a good
even
day.
Even at the best of times, I've seen a pie that could keep you in bed for two or three days. Hell.
But yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. Those games barely go on when there's a bit of rain. There's a bit of rain, they call off half the games. There's a pandemic going around.
Yeah.
Family packs for everyone. Come down to our scrap metal stadium for a free family day out. But bring your face masks and hand gel.
Unbelievable, isn't it? But, I mean, we're laughing, and it is quite shocking and strange, but I suppose it's just maybe they're at that point where the Premier League can kind of afford to not play games. But maybe there is a crossover where these clubs may not exist by the start of next season if they don't play some of these games.
Financially,
and it looks as though the National League is where that tipping point comes, like, because they must know that they're going to get absolutely panned for this.
Oh yeah, 100%.
It's like, 100%. Well, you know, yes, there's spectators and players as well. Not that they are any more important, really, but it always, like I said, with the money involved, it always seems as though it's more important when it's someone famous or a player with a load of money gets the disease. But yeah,
if we go into full like lockdown?
I don't really know.
Is that going to be like an I Am Legend type thing where you're just going to be one dude on the streets and stuff?
Man is you.
Is that going to be me?
Well, we've elected you in the office.
I hate the general public, so that suits me down to the ground, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen a lot of pictures and stuff today of London and of different sort of tourist hotspots around the world that are looking almost deserted. Like you said, almost something from... I Am Legend. Not to bring the tone down too much. But
no, but I mean, it is. It's just, it's kind of hard for us all to process.
Because that's the thing, isn't it? Like, this isn't something where, I sort of alluded to this on the news before, but we're not like pointing our finger at someone else and saying, look what you're doing. Yeah. This is us. This is everyone on Earth, except seemingly Africa.
Yeah.
We're in this together. Like, this is a crazy unknown.
I think China actually have a kind of under control at the moment.
They
Someone told me, like, a barber was telling me this morning, he was like, well, they have it under control in China, which is the ironic thing, but I don't know how true that is. That can't be true.
I don't believe that.
I mean, yeah. Oh.
We've got a picture there of people lockdown. Talking about it, but they're in lockdown.
People are going to think that, oh, you're just harping on about it, Rince. But, like, there is literally nothing dominating the news than this.
And it's not like when it was Brexit, when it was too political. This is what I mean. It's not one side versus another. This is everyone. And also, this is affecting football. This is affecting daily life. This is, we'll try not to talk about it every video because at some point it's going to be boring and we've heard it all before. But it is literally today that the Premier League got postponed when this has been recorded, or even just yesterday when watching it, I think I'm certainly not at a saturation point just yet. There's so much happening. And
yeah.
So like, as we are filming this, the Bundesliga game postponed. This week's games in top two leagues of German football have been postponed. All games have been suspended until the 2nd of April. That's happened 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So this is, we can't talk about anything else. Certainly not at the moment. Speaking of something else, we'll come back to this. Stretford Paddock FC will be playing their first game tomorrow. We're going to have an inter-squad friendly. So we're going to be bringing you after the game. We're going to have me and Stephen, who is the
manager. This is on Sunday, by the way, as well. Sunday, yeah. In case, you know.
Yeah, tomorrow as in... Yeah.
Sunday.
I'm doing this in video mode, but Sunday the 15th...
there you go.
Is it? Yeah, it is. Sunday the 15th...
of March.
Of March. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sunday the 15th of March, the game will be being played, and afterwards we're going to have another podcast talking about the game, giving you all the details of the game, and we're going to have more. We're going to use ourselves as the football. While the football's off, Stretford Paddock FC can fill the gap in your lives. And speaking of Stretford Paddock, here, we've been talking about it for ages.
A couple of mugs for a couple of mugs.
When you leave reviews on iTunes, this podcast is available on iTunes, if you leave a 5-star review and it's funny, you can have a mug. You can either have this one with the Stretford Paddock podcast logo on, or the Stretford Paddock logo mug. And just leave a review, and whoever leaves a funny review gets a free mug.
There's shirts as well. They're not available when you leave a comment, but they are available, I think.
They're available to buy online if you want one of those. We'll put the link in the description for the shirt. So there's plenty of stuff going on. There's still football. I mean, the Vanarama National League's going on, so why can't Stretford Paddock FC?
Some mouth-watering ties going on in that one.
Liverpool suspend first-team activities. I think that's going to be pretty much across the board as well, isn't it?
I wonder. Like, this has obviously been what everyone's talking about. What happens with Liverpool? Yeah. I would have thought that.
Yeah, should we have a little...
Yeah, I mean, we kind of can't really skim over it. It is a big... I mean, usually we'd be running around jumping, laughing at this kind of this, but you can't really, can you? Because
it actually doesn't feel right.
No, even if for Liverpool, because, I mean, you know, we'd all kind of joked like, oh, it would need something like this to stop them winning. And something like that.
And here it is.
And it's here, and it's happened, and it's not really as funny as we thought it would be, is it? It's not really that.
It's not that funny. And we haven't even got to the point where, like I said, the saturation point isn't expected to be reached until for another sort of 8 to 12 weeks. So the word exponential is about to be banded around quite a lot as things get pretty scary. But we're here with you. We're here with everyone. We're just scrolling back there. That's the news at the National League.
Game's going ahead.
Speaking of going ahead, just a really loud blast of air is being smashed into the office as we do the podcast. Thanks for that one, Adam. National League games going ahead. Cycling postponed. NBA
rugby
play,
postponed.
NBA has been postponed.
Rugby's completely bollocks. This has completely destroyed the Six Nations this year.
Oh yeah.
Those games have barely gone ahead.
Rugby league has been called off. As far as we're aware, rugby league hasn't been called off, but it may well have been.
Rugby league guys are immune to such viruses.
Barcelona suspend first team activities. Yeah, again, like we said, this is going to be... The snooker is still on.
Oh, they are. Thank God, you nearly had me for a second.
Thank God. Whoa. In case you were worried, yes, the football's gone. Who cares? Yes, the rugby's gone. The NBA's gone, but the snooker is still on. World Snooker says, as it stands, our intention is that our upcoming events will go ahead as planned. This includes next week's Tour Championship in Llandudno and the World Championship in Sheffield.
Sheffield, impervious to all major diseases.
Yeah, the crucible. It's going to be a crucible of disease, isn't it?
Oh,
that?
My God.
That's unbelievable, that.
It's going to be a melting pot.
It's weird how it went from being like, nah, nothing will get shut. It'll just be a few people get it and then we'll manage to quarantine or whatever. To now, I'm stunned that anything is going ahead.
It's kind of been everyone's like all germ-phobic now, which they probably should be. Like my barber was wearing latex gloves cutting my hair today.
Really?
Bus drivers are all wearing gloves.
Is that because you've
like
got
that.
Stinky hair?
I have a lot of things, but stinky hair, Joe, is not one of them. I shampoo and can smell.
Oh, it smells nice. It's got that new car smell. Do you hang those tree new car fresheners from your ears?
No, quite the opposite. I've put my head into random people's car for 10 minutes at a time.
Smash your head through the window of a car.
And then just lie in
like
that.
Just hold it there like that.
New cars especially. I'm banned from all major dealerships in the Greater Manchester area.
Cycling's Giro d'Italia postponed. We're just going around the country.
Rugby league is still on.
Rugby league fixture's still on.
Still on.
Most of them. But Leeds Rhinos will not be travelling to Catalan for Saturday's Super League game after one of their players showed symptoms. Inverness Caledonia.
How could people be these going ahead? There's... Fucking Mikel Arteta came down with it last night. You've got managers and players coming down with it.
Celtic should be champions if the Scottish Premiership cannot be completed, says Celtic manager Neil Lennon. Of course he did.
Shameless, absolutely shameless from Neil Lennon. They're 13 points clear, yeah. To be fair.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah, the Masters has been postponed. It's been held every year since 1945.
Bloody
and this year's tournament has been postponed. That's golf, for those of you who don't know what the Masters is.
To the layman.
England's cricket tour in Sri Lanka. I mean, we are just listing them, but it kind of, at some point, I think it's good to have this kind of, let's go through all this and really lay out exactly how serious this is. Six Nations, like you said. F1 season has been suspended until May. Scottish football, like I said, postponed till further notice.
2020 has been like the worst year ever, and we're only 3 months in.
Yeah, but we keep saying that every year.
No, but like, didn't we have like World War III that was trending? That like was 2 weeks ago.
World War III turned out to be pretty cool.
Pretty a passive World War threat as far as World War threats go.
Not quite as passive as the Cold War, but edging towards it.
Edging towards that. And then, of course, we had, what else did we have as well? There's been a lot of famous people dying in 2020. Kobe as well.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
It's been rough, hasn't it?
It's been a bit rough, hasn't it? There's definitely...
Here's one. What do you think to Man United?
Oh, God.
Paul Pogba following what I believe is government advice to dab to beat coronavirus. What do you think?
That actually may be the most practical thing he's tweeted. I can understand why it's boiled the piss. But it actually is true. I remember when swine flu. Do you remember when swine flu?
Excuse me, what is true?
If you sneeze on your elbow or your...
Can I sneeze on your elbow?
You can if you want. I'm free for rental. There you go. But doing that,
right?
Because no one's going to touch your
trapping
elbow.
Trapping it in a nook.
Yes, in a nook, a fleshy nook of a joint. This was when swine. Remember swine flu?
Oh yeah.
Swine flu was like a diet.
I've seen a few.
Diet coronavirus.
Yeah.
Coronavirus zero. It's kind of what it was.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad. But yeah, we were taught to cough and sneeze on the elbow. To answer your question, what are my thoughts on it? It's probably not... No, it's a bit naive to be doing that, but...
Here's an interesting one then. So we're talking about the Vanarama Conference, National League, should I say. But in terms of sporting events with big crowds, Cheltenham's gone ahead this week. The Gold Cup has just been won by Al Boom Photo.
And congratulations, Album.
Yeah, but the likes of Sir Alex Ferguson is there.
Yeah.
In a sea of 75,000 people, which is essentially exactly the size of Old Trafford. Like, that is... Like, the National League, you think, well, it might be 3,000 or 4,000 people, which is still...
There's a lot of people
still a lot of people, very strange. But Cheltenham Festival, just gone.
No, it's...
We can't stop. We've started, so we'll finish.
I was actually was watching it the other day and almost wincing a little bit when they had the aerial shot of the crowd. And
it's
just
insane.
Like,
I've seen that picture where it's literally just that big stand.
Oh,
and it's just like
no,
packed.
Germs.
Yeah. It looks like a stand-in section at a football match.
I have to go to work tomorrow. They're going to have to shut down work as well because I'm working like, obviously, as... A cinema,
which at capacity must have a few thousand.
Some screens have like over 100, and you have to pick up and clean after people.
So some screens have over 100 seats.
Oh no! Oh yeah, usually like most screens would be over 50 people at least.
And how many screens are there?
So, there's only six, but still,
so even so, 300, 400, 500 people. If it's a busy day, you might have 500 people in there.
Maybe 1,000, something like that. Amazing. I don't know. They're going to shut everything down. Uni's going to be probably shut down. Schools are going to be shut down.
Yeah.
But Stratford Paddock will still be bringing you
Stratford
good content.
Paddock
yes, yes.
Stratford Paddock will
done by me.
Remain and battle through. Like I said, we've got the Stratford Paddock team playing tomorrow. Are you playing in that?
I am not. I am currently recovering from a serious injury that has halted my footballing career. But I will be back to show Paddock FC what I've got. But it seems like you've got some pretty good players, though, to be fair.
So yeah, it looks like there should be some really good players, actually. And if you haven't checked that out, check that out on Stephen Howson's channel. There's two episodes up at the moment, and there's going to be part of a longer series. So that's all very exciting. Should we talk a little bit about transfers?
Let's talk a bit about transfers.
That may be the one thing that gets us through during this period, because... Like I said, a lot of people are expecting this April 3rd deadline to be postponed and pushed and pushed, and who knows what will go on in terms of finishing a season. But one thing that remains, assuming football isn't closed down altogether, which I can't imagine it will be, is transfers. Jadon Sancho is a big one.
Harry Kane as well.
Learned in the last week or so that Jadon Sancho wants that move to United. We've talked about him so much on this channel, but it does seem like it's one of those where... Everything seems to be falling into place for this to happen, doesn't it? Obviously, we might end up with egg on our face, but...
In theory, looking at it on paper, it would make sense for him to come to United just based on the fact that, you know, from what we hear, he does want to come back to Manchester. Mm. And it's definitely not to play in blue as well.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be Champions League was a big mitigating factor. But Stephen Hewson has refuted that claim, saying that Champions League football is not a necessity.
Well, also, no offence to Dortmund, but they've gone out at the first knockout stage. They haven't won it since
proverbial bottlers
1997. It's not like he's got a great chance of winning it with them,
no,
is it?
No, not at all.
So, you know, I think they're a really good team. They're an exciting team, fun to play for and stuff. But, yeah, I think the Champions League thing is slightly overblown. People make out like it's just this one sort of one issue kind of decision. Yeah. When really, this I think the Champions League would be 9th or 10th on the list of reasons to join or not join a club.
Yeah.
Obviously, if it's, you know, Wickham, then it might be slightly higher up, but... Yeah, it's United gonna be never that far away from the Champions League.
It is gonna be that this is gonna be the story that's gonna dominate this summer.
Yeah.
And that's another thing as well. If the season's like called off to the end of the season and there's gonna be a bit of, you know, 50-50 on whether next season can even go ahead, I assume by then it would be.
Well, August, it's people like I said, people saying 8 to 12 weeks from now. So that's you know, what, 4 months.
4 months,
yeah. Three months, sorry. So that puts us up to June before things even come back round. So you would hope. But that's when it hits the peak. That's not when it's gone.
That's when it's going to hit peak.
So, you know, there's no guarantee that we are ready to go again by the start of the season. You would hope at least we would be available. Things would be kind of, you know, settled enough for us to play games behind closed doors at that point. But it really is just so up in the air, so unprecedented. That's why we have to talk about it. It's just
ridiculous. Where do you stand on games being played behind closed doors?
I think... I couldn't agree more with the whole notion and, you know, idea that it's nothing without the fans, all that bit of a cliche at this point, but it is true. Yeah. But at the same time, I would prefer, as long as it's done safely, games behind closed doors as opposed to no games.
Yeah.
Because I know watching it at home isn't the same, but for most fans, certainly most fans, that has been most people's experience with football because... Especially when you support a big club like Man United, it's hard to get tickets in the first place. They're expensive. A lot of people are used to seeing them on telly anyway. And I would rather some games... There's still a football team that's still... When you boil it down to what it is, it's this giant global kind of
epidemic
machine.
Yeah.
Global machine that, you know, part of that is 75,000 fans watching every week. But, you know, there's still a club that's sort of... We're a football team and that's our job. So you'd think I would prefer them to play... If the alternative is not at all.
Yeah, 100%.
What would you think?
Yeah, like, even just having, like you said, it does all come down to safety as well. And if there's no guarantee of a player safety, then don't go ahead. But I feel as well, even just having the football on, and I agree with you 100%, it's not without the fans, but it would almost keep us a little bit sane, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Not only have we been, you know, we can't, there's a huge potential that at least some of us in the office or most people, someone you know at least, is going to be in quarantine or get the virus at some point. And not only can you not leave the house and there's nothing to do, there's no football to watch.
Yeah,
there's no sports to watch. It's just Friends on Netflix.
Oh my God.
And how many times can you hear the words, we were on a break?
Yeah. Especially seasons 9 and 10, it gets a bit
The first few are good, but you know what I mean though, it's going to be a bit of Seinfeld, isn't it?
What's going to... Because Italy have suspended mortgages and bills for the rest of the year, haven't they? Yep, that's what someone told me. They've stopped... People don't have to pay mortgages and because Italy obviously are quite... mortgage relief,
Italy suspends mortgage payments amid lockdown. Wow.
Yeah, that's... And they're saying...
This is the next... Sorry, go on. Say what we're going to say.
I was just going to say this could potentially be the biggest economic downfall.
That's exactly what I was going to say. This sort of thing, like... This is why you have plans in place for this, because this isn't just like, this isn't your usual market crash. This isn't the banks were overlending. This isn't whatever. Yeah. This is completely not unforeseen in terms of the potential for it to happen. And we've had a couple of months warning, but you know, on a global scale, this is completely unforeseen. And people not paying their mortgages back for however long, that is devastating to the economy. I think the Dow is already down by like 20%. Not that I particularly know much about this at all, but... It's just, this is such a huge world event. It's amazing, isn't it? We're still at the start of it. We're just seeing the beginning of this. Talking without knowing anything. In 2 months' time, this podcast is probably filled with things that never happened, that happened differently to what we thought. We just can't predict what's going to happen. It's amazing.
I just know when this starts to go on the decline, there's going to be an oversaturation of like pandemic films and pandemic video games and stuff like that. We're going to be pandemic.
Pandemic is going to be the name of a video game, isn't it?
Just pandemic anything. Yeah. You know, Ratchet and Clank pandemic.
Where you play a virus that's going around.
That's an interesting concept, actually, for a game. Yeah, you play the virus.
Well,
like you said, we don't know where this is going to go. We keep harping on about it, but it's very hard not to kind of address it because it is, the elephant in the room. Is that, the Nigerian president, or Nigerian who tested positive for coronavirus, now negative. The Minister for Health, ironically.
How does that happen? I don't know.
The Minister of Health has said...
The Minister of Health has said the second patient who earlier tested positive has now tested negative.
A miracle. Miracle, one would say. An absolute miracle.
See? Unbelievable.
But Denmark's gone into lockdown. They haven't even had a single death related to it.
Well, I think we were talking before, South Korea, I don't know what model Denmark are using, but the model South Korea are using, which has been very successful in terms of death rate and that kind of thing, has been such an early test, like test, so we really know exactly what's going on. But yeah, certain countries seem to be dealing with it better than others, as you would expect.
Not us, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a mad one. It's kind of thrown a spanner into
everything.
Everything. Life. Just modern life.
Do you ever talk about Jude Bellingham?
Yeah, Jude. Yeah. Hey, Jude.
Yeah, exactly.
He looks like, if you know, football doesn't stop forever, he looks like he could be playing for United next season.
Well, I don't know. I assume he's done tours around Dortmund, around Juventus, around Bayern Munich, around... I don't know who's interested.
You would have thought images would have leaked, maybe.
Maybe, but not necessarily. I don't know. Yeah, you think... I think he seems to be on the kind of... let me see who will get the most money, who's got the best options for me, who's got the best academy type tour at the moment. But obviously we did see him at United the other day, his mum and his dad, and presumably he was there. I didn't see a picture, but he was on the back seat, I think.
Yep.
Which I like that. Nice bit of respect, like his mum or dad sit in the front seat. But it mentioned that Sir Alex Ferguson was there on that tour with Ed Woodward and Matt Judge as well.
You got to get Fergie out if you're trying to attract the youngsters now these days.
Yeah, exactly. All they want is Fergie these days.
Yeah.
He's a very promising talent, isn't he?
He looks 16 years old, has played... I saw a statistic. He has played more games for a player under 17 than anyone since the year 2000.
Really?
I believe. Any league appearances, stuff like that. I think Ryan Sessegnon is second because Ryan Sessegnon was playing since he was bloody... 12.
Yeah, I think
Fulham.
Bellingham's played 35 times this season.
Wow, 4 goals, 3 assists as well from central midfield. Mm. And Birmingham, I don't think have been doing particularly
they're not great.
Amazing. So he has been a standout player.
68% of those have been in starting 11 as well. So it's not like it's all just substitute appearances.
He's only 16. He's only 16. That's insane.
16.
Does he? Well, here's a question for you.
His mum still buys his trousers. That's in between us.
So if you know, you know.
Check it out on E4.
Do you think he goes straight into the starting team? Do you think he?
I don't think he goes straight into the starting 11. I think the one thing I've heard or we've seen reported is that him and his family, I think his family especially, want assurances that he will be in the first team squad
for next season,
wherever he goes. Yeah, but that again, that might not be true. But that's what I've read in the newspapers. That's what's been reported. And I don't quite feel confident in saying that United can assure him of that. What do you think?
You don't go from Birmingham to United and realistically expect to go straight into the team. No. And if he was to sign for United, I wouldn't have any fears of him getting any, you know, lack of game time. People are saying, well, Ollie doesn't play Angel or Jimmy Garner and stuff like that. I don't know what's happened there. I do think there's something maybe going on behind the scenes with Angel. Apparently, like, he's not going to sign a new contract. I don't know. That's what I've heard. I've heard Barcelona as well. But if Ollie signs a player like Jude Bellingham, you'd imagine he is going to get game time, if not in the Premier League, Europa League, and League Cup. I don't think realistically you even have any expectation to go into a top club and starting. What most likely will probably happen is he'll sign for us and do another season on loan back in Birmingham.
That could be.
That's probably the most realistic. Yeah. Realistic.
Come back when he's 18.
Yeah.
He's 16 now, but he'll be 17 in June. So by the start of the season.
June 2003. He's born.
That's ridiculous. He didn't watch Johnny Wilkinson win the World Cup for us.
He wasn't even born then. He wasn't even born then.
Unbelievable. 1993, so I'm exactly 10 years older
than him. I'm 96. I remember 2003.
Yeah.
I remember 2003. What else in 2003 had it had?
Commonwealth Games.
Rugby World Cup.
Isn't the 2003 Commonwealth Games where City got the Etihad from?
2002, yeah. But 2003 at the Rugby World Cup, like you said. Are you Googling at 2003 significant moments? No, yeah, it was 2002, I'm almost certain. But yeah, he's going to go, he's going to sign for us, and he's going to go back to Birmingham, and he's going to come back to us, and he's going to be a bloody good footballer. Mm. You'd hope so, anyway.
Ronaldo made his Man United debut in 2003.
That's a nice little one as well.
It was a final Concorde flight.
Ronaldo made his debut in 2003. That's how old we're getting. I still look at Ronaldo and Messi as like...
The highest temperature ever recorded in the UK was in 2003.
38.5 mm-hmm. degrees mm-hmm. in
that
Kent.
That was in someone's oven.
Yeah.
So it don't really count, but still. But yeah, crazy. Popular culture.
Lord of the Rings, Finding Nemo. I remember going to see Finding Nemo when Jude Bellingham probably would have been a few months old. Because I remember buying FIFA 04 on the same day and getting a Mackey's. Little
wow.
things like that. You
what
don't
a
forget.
Day.
You
See, Jude Bellingham ain't got memories like that, mate.
Mate,
you never watched The Matrix Revolutions in cinemas, did you, Jude?
Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, the first one was
wow, that was really good, that one.
That was, I really liked.
Bruce Almighty, what a film.
Smite me, almighty smiter. Kids out there won't get that, but that is one of the more well-known... one of the more well-known lines
Almighty
from the film.
Almighty smiter.
And you learn how to spell beautiful from that film.
B-E-A. Well, you learn how to spell the first four letters.
Beautiful.
Right.
There we go.
I reckon that's going to be all from us, don't you?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us.
It's not been the most concrete, you know, news bringing podcast that we have. But we just... We do
this
have...
is where we're, this is where we are with things. No one knows what's going on. The government don't know what's going on, so why would we? Like I said before, if you leave a 5-star review on the podcast on iTunes and leave yourself a little comment, a funny comment ideally, we'll be giving away a mug every Monday to the best comment of the week. So be sure to check that out and do that for us. Like I said, we're going to be back as well tomorrow with another podcast. We love podcasts.
Oh, we do love our podcast.
Talking about Paddock FC. So it's going to be like a little match review, how we do for Man United, but for Paddock FC in lieu of the Premier League. So join us for that. Thank you very much for joining me, Kieran.
Always a pleasure. And make sure, everyone, wash your hands. Yeah. You know, we're not the best to be given health advice, but we do feel comfortable in knowing that you should probably wash your hands a bit
more. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll see you next time.
See ya.